Shemoth,
Exodus, chapter 11. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
I am bringing yet one more plague on Pharaoh and on Mitzrayim. After that, he is going to let you go from here. When he lets you go, he shall drive you out from here altogether. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man ask from his neighbor, and every woman from her neighbor, objects of silver and objects of gold.
And Yahuwah gave the people favor in the eyes of the Mitzrites. And the man Moshe was very great in the land of Mitzrayim, in the eyes of Pharaoh's servants, and in the eyes of the people. And Moshe said,
Thus said Yahuwah, About midnight I am going out into the midst of Mitzrayim, and all the firstborn in the land of Mitzrayim shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of cattle. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, such as has never been or ever be again. But against any of the children of Israel, no dog shall move its tongue, against man or against beast, so that you know that Yahuwah makes distinction between Mitzrayim and Israel. And all these servants of yours shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, Get out, you and all the people at your feet. And after that, I shall go out.
And he went out from Pharaoh in great displeasure. But Yahuwah said to Moshe,
Pharaoh is not going to listen to you in order to multiply my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim.
And Moshe and Aharon did all these wonders before Pharaoh. However, Yahuwah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of his land.